There are three powerful hacks that will speed your path to the healthy love that you're seeking. Stay tuned to this episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast to learn what they are and how to use them.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hello, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm the author of the best-selling book, Deeper Dating, the host of this podcast, and the creator of the Deeper Dating Intensive. And I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'd like to talk about three hacks that will speed your path to finding healthy love. And they're challenging. They're like real deal hacks, and they take work. And they will speed your path to love. So I'm excited to talk about that. I just want to say that in this episode and every episode, I share the greatest tools and insights that I know to help you find love and keep it flourishing and heal your life in the process. Because the skills of dating are the skills of intimacy, which are the greatest skills of all for a happy and a meaningful life. And if you like what you're learning here and you want to learn more, just go to deeperdatingpodcast.com. You can join my mailing list, get lots of wonderful free resources and information. And you can also find transcripts of every single one of my 190 something episodes that I've done so far. So I'm so glad you're here with me. And let's jump right into what these three hacks are. So I'm going to go with the first one first, and it's very nitty gritty. It is very concrete. It is like the one that everyone wants to avoid. But I really guarantee you that not for everybody in all circumstances, but in general, this is like a biggest bang for your buck thing. And it is this: find activities with people of the gender or genders that interest you. In other words, if you're interested in women, you don't want to go to an all guys event. If you're interested in men, you don't want to go to an all women's event. If you are looking for someone who's non-binary, you don't want to go to a cis event. You know, you want to go where the people you're interested are. And that it needs to be environments with people and activities with people who share your values. Why? That's where chemistry happens. That's where magic happens. There's a kind of instant sense of possibility. It is scary. It's hard. And it sucks to be at these kind of events and have no one express interest in you or schlep hours to get to an event and there's nobody who interests you there. I'll be right back after this. If you're interested in accelerating and deepening your search for love, I want to invite you to a very special project, the Deeper Dating Intensive. I only offer it twice a year, and it's a six-month journey working closely with me and an amazing community to transform each member's search for love. And you can learn more at deeperdatingintensive.com. And if it feels like a match, on that page, you can set up a free one-on-one session with me to explore possibilities. I look forward to connecting if this speaks to you. Welcome back. These things are hard. Plus, it's awkward and embarrassing and difficult. I know. I really, really get it. And that's why I did not want to go to Gay Family Week 15 years ago, but I was forced into it by people who love me, and I met my husband there. So I'm just going to talk about this one a little bit. What happens that the biggest bang for your buck activity gets so neglected? Well, there is the online world, which is so easy to do without changing your outfit. or at least the bottom of your outfit. Maybe you change the top of your outfit. But there's reams and reams of people. There is endless opportunity. There are endless numbers of real live people who could be potential mates. And God knows, so many people meet their partners through online dating. But here's the thing. It's like spiritually debilitating. There's a way that there's a coldness. There's a way that unkind communication gets sculpted. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying create a hybrid of things that you do. Those three things being online dating, if you could take it, finding online communities of people who share your values and interests, and then going to live events. Somebody recently said at one of my groups that her vision of this search for love should be a soft search, looking for a soft relationship. And what we get provided with in online dating is so completely the opposite of that. But if you go to an event where people are interested in growth, where there's a structure where kindness is curated and respect is curated, and there's opportunities to talk and connect, you increase your chances, not only in the concrete ways, but in kind of the more mysterious ways where your chemistry has its effect on people. The way that your demeanor, people notice that and can be attracted to that. The quality of your laugh, the way you sit, your essence, your magic gets noticed, and a chemistry thing happens that doesn't happen in the same way with online dating. So I do know, I understand profoundly the thinking that keeps us from it. And I really relate to that experience. But if you want to make this your mission, you want to save time and you're really, really serious, spend the time to get in your car and go to where these events are. Spend the money to maybe get on a plane if you can, or join a workshop somewhere. This is going to be the most likely place for you to meet someone. So then let's just think about this for a second. Let's say you go to an event and it doesn't feel kind. It's social, but it doesn't feel kind. It doesn't feel thoughtful. And you've slept out there, you've taken the time, you've made the effort, you've dressed up, but there's not a warm, safe feeling. It's going to be really difficult. So what I want to encourage you to do is look for environments that have a kindness, that have a grace, that have a goodness, that have a curated love of growth that's part of them. And then when you do that, then there's a whole other set of skills that are needed. And those are the skills of talking to people, getting out there, dealing with the disappointments, which are real, of going to an event and there's no one that interests you, or there is someone that interests you, but it doesn't work, like they're talking to somebody else or they're not interested. These things happen. I am not at all pretending they don't happen. But if you really mean it and you keep doing it, it is the quickest way to find love. And this is a story I've shared before. Someone who was in my support group for chronically single shrinks that I created for me and my peers ended up in a wonderful relationship. And we had stopped the group at that point, even though it had been very helpful to all of us. But I said to him, I said, how did you do it? And he said, I knew that I needed to meet a spiritual person. And I knew that I had to go to spiritual events. So I'd come home from work and it would make me feel sick to have to like get dressed up and go out like in a group with like maybe a lot of strangers. But I did it. I did it again and again and again. And I found my husband there. So yeah, same with me. Same with me. And same with so many people I know. When I was doing psychotherapy, I discovered this because I worked with clients, and there were a number of clients that then went to outdoors groups, and like some really high percentage of them ended up finding a relationship. And that was when I began to think, oh, maybe this like live thing really does work. Now, obviously, it's not just the live thing. There's a lot more there. You have to have your eyes open. You have to know how to look for kindness and character and warmth and goodness and not just sexiness. We've got to know how to do those things. And in the deeper dating approach, I guide you through that step by step. And there are many vehicles to learn that, from my book to the online course to the intensive, because it's a journey to learn to reclaim your radical authenticity, who you really are, to lead with that, to build your discrimination, to trust your nervous system more and more when it tells you what feels safe and right and what doesn't. So there's lots more that has to happen. But in-person events with people who share your values, do it. Bring a friend. Or even if you don't bring a friend, have somebody you can bookend it with. And bookending is like you call someone, you say, so I'm making this commitment that on Tuesday, I'm going to this event. And I'm going to call you before to let you know I'm getting in my car. And I'm going to call you after to let you know that I did it. And maybe to bitch about how bad it was or to rave about something exciting that happened. But I'm going to let you know I'm going to hold myself accountable. So the second hack, if you can call it a hack, it's so much more than that. It is to trust the beauty of your being. So what does that mean? That means your heart. You know, we are taught to protect our heart. We're taught in about a million different ways that coolness and confidence and style are going to be the things that get us love. They might get us love, but it's so much less likely to be the kind of love that lasts. The greatest way to find the kind of love that lasts is to learn to honor the beauty of your heart, the things you care about, the things that you feel, the things that touch you, the things that bring you joy, the things that bring you excitement, to live from those places in your dating life. It's radical. It's vulnerable. It's tender. It's very alive. But when you do that, but not as a naive person, because we all do that in the very beginning. That's like what we do when we're young. We kind of fling ourselves into love in very vulnerable and exposed ways and often get terribly hurt and say, I'm not going to be stupid like that anymore. I'm going to protect myself. Ultimately, though, in this journey, we come around to those same qualities that we revealed maybe in an intemperate way, maybe like a child, maybe to the wrong person, but they're still beautiful. We come back to them and learn to treasure them, to know when someone doesn't treasure them, to register the crappy feelings when those parts of ourselves are not treasured, and to get away. Or in the case of someone who maybe deserves another chance, give an opportunity to speak about that, to see how they respond. But in any case, to know that that's just not okay. So when you then reclaim the beauty of your being, your vulnerable parts, your passionate parts, your true self, a self that may have been abused, that may have been stepped on, that may have been maligned, that may have been misunderstood, but you know it's you and you know it's your treasure. And when you start trusting the beauty of your being and recognizing that there kind of is no greater attractor of the kind of love that you're seeking than the beauty of your heart, I promise you that that is true. I'll say it again. There's no greater attractor for finding the kind of person you're looking for than the beauty of your heart. So you share that and you show it and you learn really, really quickly who deserves that wonderful gift. And as you do that, as you make those two choices, something amazing is going to happen. And it's something that I see in my intensives, in my classes, in the letters people write to me, that all of a sudden you find yourself noticing these, what I call attractions of inspiration. You notice them more. You find yourself more attracted to them. And the attraction is mutual, and you find yourself meeting a higher quality of people. I talk about this all the time. It's a kind of magic, but it does happen. And it's this kind of dual approach of trusting the beauty of your being combined with trusting the intelligence of your nervous system, which is why I tell people that the great question is, does my soul feel safe and seen with this person? Let that be your guiding question. So the next one is, not to do it alone. These really are hacks. Like, every one of these things is a hack. They are things that will heal you. They will make you braver. They will make this journey more fun. They will do, there are all of these positive side effects, but what they will do is speed your path to healthy love. And this is a really, really important one, because in the areas that are the most charged, we are most likely to become most defensive and build up defensive structures. And God knows, looking for love is really highly charged. In those highly charged areas where we have been hurt, where there's been pain, even more so. And we can check that box too for most of us for our dating lives. Marianne Williamson had this great line. She said that she was in the museum and she saw the painting of the Saint Sebastian with all these arrows in him. And she thought, like, what is this a metaphor for? And she said, I get it, dating. So, you know, we all know the pain that's there. But in the presence of that kind of pain, we create defensive structures that limit us and sabotage us, because they're kind of childlike. They are not the most skillful. If they're skillful, they're not defensive structures. They're like a different kind of flow. They're full of wisdom. We can feel that. Defensive structures limit our world. They make our world smaller. They make our horizon narrower. They narrow our choices. And we unconsciously push healthy love away and unconsciously end up getting attracted to people who aren't good for us. These are kind of the things that happen with our sticky defense patterns, or we hide, we push people away, we do all these different things, and often we don't know it, including those of us who have done just years and years and years of work on ourselves. We still do that when it comes to intimacy, or we know that we're doing it, but it kind of doesn't really matter because it's just too hard to stop ourselves. So what do we do about that? And not to mention, like, kind of just shyness or fear of getting out there, fear of asking for what we want, so many different things like that, that we kind of smallen our world, our space, our actions to protect ourselves, which is not like the highest wisdom. But if you have a friend who cares about you, is not going to lock you into negative patterns, is willing to work with you and grow with you. And, you know, all of my work includes learning partner exercises so that you can go through this entire journey and grow together using specific exercises and practices to help you in each step along the way. But no matter what you do, please don't do it alone. Work with someone who loves you, who has your best interests at heart, has wisdom, has your back, and has done a lot of work on themselves so that you can co-adventure on this one together. It is so important and it makes such a difference. And it's just so important to have a plan, a structure that can be followed that teaches you the deeper skills of conscious dating, because God knows that is not what comes natural for most of us. For some people, It does. And usually those people are in good relationships, like at one of their first go-arounds. The rest of us have so much learning to do. So please, 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 it's so much more fun. It is so much more helpful. And it will save you from being myopic in the ways that you're myopic, that we are all myopic around our defensive structures that actually push away love or don't invite it. So each of these acts is an adventure. Getting out there, it's a scary adventure, but it's an adventure. Recognizing and trusting the beauty of your being and honoring the discrimination of your nervous system. Those are huge adventures that change us. And in my work, I see people changing all the time. In my intensives, we have growth maps with 40 variables that determine your effectiveness in being able to find healthy love. And people chart their growth throughout the six-month process, and they see real progress, which means a different future, which is really exciting. And that's the other piece, is don't do this alone. Do it in community. So, three hacks that will change the game for you. None of them are easy. They're the steep climb. But if you mean it, if you mean it, I so encourage you to take on each one of those. And I would love to hear from you what happens as you do that. So thanks so much for listening. And I look forward to connecting on the next episode of the Deeper Dating Podcast.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.